Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosav Shalom Zamun Vizugasam Rasiyat Vichoyetz Chalotim. They should be given with a Sachat Slachan Seat Shmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shef, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishchos Astamas Rachel, she should be Zechad of Andrews Yivikagun, Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Aleph tells us Hakayna Shloisha Ilanis Besech Shachaveri, a person who buys three trees in his friend's field, Mevi Vikairei. He's going to bring Bikurim, and he's also going to say the Psukim. We previously had a Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Meir when we were talking about two trees, and the Tanakam was unsure that if you buy two trees from your friend, are you also buying the land? But over here, the Tanakhama says that if you're buying three trees from your friend, for sure you're also buying the land underneath those trees, so of course you're going to not only bring Bikurim, you're also going to say the Psukim. Whereas Amir says, as we already know from a previous Mishnah, Afilu Shnayim, even if he just bought two trees, he also bought the land with those trees, and he's going to say the Psukim as well. Says the Mishnah, Kana Ilan V'Karkai, let's say he bought only one tree, but he also made sure to buy the land under the tree, maybe V'Karei, so over there also, he's going to bring Bikurim and say the psukim because he owns land. Rabbi Huda tells us, Af balei arisais v'chachareis mevi'in v'kairin. Even someone who's an aris or a chayker, he's also going to bring and he's going to say the psukim. Previously in Mishnah Beis, we had learned that an aris and a chayker is not going to bring bikurim because they don't own the land. Remember, an aris and a chayker are someone renting the land, but they don't own it, so therefore they're not going to even bring bikurim. Rabbi Huda argues and he says that they are considered to have a chelik in the land, and therefore they are going to bring bikurim and say the psukim, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Huda. Moving on to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, Hatruma v'habikurim, both Truma and Bikurim are similar in the following things. Now we know that Bikurim is called Truma, so we're going to see the similarities that Bikurim and Truma have. Chayavan alehin misa v'chaymesh. If a non-kain eats Truma or Bikurim on purpose, they're chayav misa b'dei shamayim, and if they ate Truma or Bikurim b'shaygig, so then they're chayav v'chaymesh. As we've already said previously, they're chayav to not only pay the principal, which is the karen, they also have to add on a fifth, which is a chaymesh. Furthermore, v'asurim lazarim, non-kaihanim are also to benefit from Truma and Bikurim, v'him nechse kain, they completely belong to the kain. The kain's allowed to do whatever he wants with his Truma and Bikurim. It's considered like regular currency. He's allowed to sell it, he's allowed to give it away, and va'ilin be'echad u'meya, Truma and Bikurim are batal 1 in 100, u'tu'un rechitu sedayim, one must wash their hands before eating Truma or Bikurim, just like we have to wash our hands before eating bread, so a kain would have to wash his hands before eating Truma or Bikurim, v'harev shemesh, and they also need harev shemesh. If a kain was tamei and he went to the mikvah, that's not sufficient enough for him to be able to eat Truma or Bikurim, he first has to wait till the sun sets, and then he's allowed to eat Truma or Bikurim. Says Mishnah, harei lo b'truma v'bikurim, masha enkin b'maiser. These things that we just mentioned all are relevant to both Truma and Bikurim, but it is not so with Meiser, meaning Meiser Sheni. We know all these things do not apply to Meiser Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow talking about what similarities Meiser Sheni and Bikurim have. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.